there's a lot of really important lessons we could learn from this portion. I think the first one is that we have a God that loves us enough to wrestle with us all night long and to subdue us. That's such a great encouragement. You know, our God, the Lord cares about me as an individual enough to break me down when I need it, to wrestle with me when I need it, to bring me to the point that I need to be to improve me. I think that's one of the most encouraging things we could take out of this. That's how much God cared about Jacob. Jacob, who up to this point in his life, has he shown any positive things that we could really look at and say, well, there's Jacob, it's buried deep, but he's a good guy, and God's... We don't get much of a sympathetic view of Jacob until after this point. But God knows, and God is willing to put the work in. God knows what is in each of us as an individual, and He will put the work in with us as individuals. It's our response to Him that is the important thing, but it's so encouraging to know that God's not just, well, I tried with Joey, he's on his own. God will wrestle with me to bring out what needs to come out for me to live a life that's pleasing to Him. God will wrestle with me to get rid of those things which need to leave. Just being open to that. Lord willing, it never comes to that point in our lives where God has to literally come and fight us and break us. Hopefully we're more responsive to Him. And I mean, this is what this is meant to be. So we never come to this point that Jacob came to where God has to wrestle us. But it's really encouraging to my heart that no, even if I fall, my God, my Savior, my Lord cares enough about me to be willing to put this kind of effort to wrestle with me all night long until I put those improvements. And we can, all of us who know the Lord Jesus as Savior, say that God loves me this much that He's willing to put the time in as an individual to improve me.
Just thinking the end of verse 22, the word Jabbok. Brother Tony mentioned the significance of the word Mahanaim in verse 2. You know, these words are not just there by coincidence. They all have meaning. And the meaning of this word, I believe, was either empty or emptied. Mm-hmm. And it's at this place where he was, as we've been saying, that he's been left alone. He's God has removed everything out of the way. And I was just interested in the way it's presented in verse 21. The present passed over. This present is mentioned, I think, four times in this little section. He was so occupied with the present. This is where he was trusting. He was saying, I'll give him the present, it'll appease him. But God is almost saying to him and saying to us that he has to remove anything that we've been trusting in and everything that we've been occupied with. For these 20 years, he's been occupied with his wives, his children. God removes whatever he's been trusting in. God removes whatever he's been occupied with. And now he's found in Jabbok alone, emptied. And that's where God can begin to work with him. So it's good that we, you know, look up these words. We say, what is the significance of this? What is the importance of this? Why is it that you see the present passing over? It's a very interesting expression. Why is the present passing over? I think, again, it's because God is removing anything that Jacob can trust in and say, now he's removed every crutch that you've been relying on, and now you're alone with God. And now he begins to deal. And I think just to add to Joey's thoughts, the long suffering of God, how patient he is, how much he's to the extent and the end that he's willing to go because of the fact that he is the God of Jacob. Because of the fact that he has invested himself in this man, and the promises that he made to him are, and the calling of God is without repentance, that he will bring forth all of the promises that he made to him. But again, it's just amazing when we see how long-suffering God is with Jacob. And then if we certainly apply it to ourselves, we say, he's so much more long-suffering with me.
Mm. You guys are not sleeping, are you? This is a wrestling match, and I have never seen anybody fall asleep watching a wrestling match. Or not even paying attention to what's going on. This is a big scene that's going on here. And it's not an hour of wrestling. This thing took a whole night. There were two strong persons wrestling. And by the way, this is not a prayer meeting. Because some people think, oh, Jacob spent the whole night praying. Jacob was not praying. He prayed in the earlier verses. and he was reminding God, like, seems like God had forgotten. God did not forget. Jacob forgot. God never forgot what he said. But what happened here, we have a wrestling match. An individual thinks he's very, very strong. You see, the problem is this. If you ask any of us, what is our problem? Why we're not going on for the Lord? You say, well, because we're weak. Uh-uh. No. You'll never have a problem going on for God if your conscience, you're weak. You'll always have a problem going on for God when you think you're strong. And Jacob, either by his brain or by his physical power, because that man was a strong man. He was about, as we have heard, probably 60 years old. He left when he was 40. 20 years later, he's almost 60-something. But he was a very strong man to wrestle the whole night with the Lord. He was a strong man. He had muscles. He had ability. He had not only physical muscles. He had intellectual and brain power. That is really great. And God's saying to him, Jacob, you're weak. No, I'm strong. Jacob, you cannot do anything without me. No, just leave me alone. I can handle it. And the Lord's saying, no, Jacob, you cannot. Yes, I can. And that's the slogan that we hear in the world today. Yes, I can. You could do it. You just could do it. You just focus on it. You put your effort in it. You put your muscles in it. You put your learning in it. You can do it. And the Lord's saying, no, you can't. And he keeps saying, no, but yes, I can. And the Lord said, no, you can't. And then he lets you try it your own way. And you fail. And then you try it again. And you fail. And you try it again, and you fail. And as we have heard, you get yourself into that point. And you, in between, you pray. In between, you go to the meeting. In between, you read the scripture. In between, you act like you are paying attention when I'm talking. But the Lord really knows what's going on. And because He loves you, He's not going to let go. See, that's a charge that He took upon Himself. That He is not going to stop until He gets you to that point. So why don't we now say to ourselves, look, I know I cannot do it on my own strength. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't go to school, you don't go to work. That doesn't mean that I'm going to sit home because I'm weak. No, absolutely not. But in everything, you need the strength. You are very weak. You need the strength of the Lord in every step of the way. So the whole night now, Jacob is no mood to fight with anybody. He's sitting there. His brain is racing. What is he going to do? He's probably preparing a speech. How he is going to talk. Have you ever done that? Staying the whole night preparing because you got yourself in trouble? How are you going to scheme your way out of things? So he's the whole night now scheming how he's going to talk to Esau. You know, what is the characteristic of Esau? Which button he should push? He's trying all of these things in his mind. And here's out of nowhere comes this strong man. And he's trying to fight with him. And Jacob, strong. He was not going to let go. And it's the whole night. And it got to the point that God said, all right, enough is enough now. I'm just going to touch the source of your strength. And he gets there and he put his hand in there. He touched it. Doesn't even hit him. He doesn't even smack him. Touch it. That's the power of God. And all of a sudden, Jacob had no leg to stand on. He has no leg to stand on. Now he is on the ground. And he's back down there. But you know what? All of a sudden now, Jacob realized, I cannot do anything to gain blessing in my own strength. And he took a hold of the legs of the angel. That let him go. And the Lord is trying to kind of like, and he said, no, I can let you go. He asked him, what's your name? Anybody here named Jacob? Jake? Make sure you're awake. What does Jacob mean? Jake? What does Jacob mean?
Like trickster. I guess one of
them. A what?
That's, one of them was a trickster.
Yeah. Man who kind of deceiver, lenter, tricks, you know, does his way. He had to confess that. You see, you have to come to that point to confess, yes, I am in the presence of God. We talked about, this is a point in each believer's life. You need to get to that point in your life. If you have never, ever had it, you're going along, everything's fine, you got saved, everything's going on well, you know, you're going on with the flow, but you really never have an encounter with God. Never sat alone in the presence of God, in all honesty, being broken completely, and realizing, I am nothing, nobody, I have messed it up big time, and Lord, I need your help now, because I cannot do it alone.